Hey everybody, it's Jamel from the 720 Podcast.
This is Pablo.
This is HBK.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free.
There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So make sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
No, because them World War Z zombies can climb walls. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, I know. They're climbing. They were climbing on top of each other. But what if you see a wave of like 1,000 coming at you?
You're dead. Like I said, I'm gonna stand still. I'm just gonna stand still.
I'm gonna start dancing.
I'm gonna start dancing. You're gonna throw them off like emo. Start fucking dancing like Michael Jackson.
The dogs will stand still.
They start like. All right. All right, everybody, welcome back to another 720 Podcast, episode 14. Today we have a very special guest. You know, he go by a lot of different names. You know, Thaddeus, you know, Thaddeus, that boy Thad.
Big Daddy.
Big Thaddy, digging on sand. Pause.
Oh.
Whoa.
But Big Daddy. Right, big round of applause for the special guest, Thaddeus, y'all. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, episode 14. You know, we coming. It's coming a long way, boy.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all boys ready for episode 14? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and get it started. Then Jamal, let's get us in there. All
right, I ain't gonna be. I'm gonna be straight up real with you. If I really had to get my butt played with, I get to play with, man. I know y'all keep on laughing at me, man. But I'm telling you, my girl.
This is how you
wants,
start other podcasts, but.
Oh God, that's how you can't be.
Like, all right, so just take a romantic night. All right, so it's Valentine's 2035. You're a grown ass man, ball saggy. Mm-hmm. You done everything in the book.
Hold up, pause before you continue. Why is your ball saggy at 35?
Cause nigga, what?
Can your balls be saggy at any time?
Is that youngy? Is that young to me? Is that young?
35 is not that young.
Nah, I mean,
Go ahead.
Valentine's Day night, your girl's like, damn, we did everything under the book. What haven't we done? She was like, let me play with that ass. And like, you're like, like you're just thinking about it like, damn, bro, this is gonna be a, you know, I could just be hitting from the back. I could just be doing missionary and everything like that. I can eat if I want to, and I can get the neck if I want to. But she was like, awesome. Like, she was like, just let me play with Chaz just a little bit. Just try something different. See how you like it.
I would see that as an insult.
What?
That's insulting.
What you mean?
Like, what you mean? Valentine's Day. You talking about two middle fingers in your butthole type shit? Like how I'm like if you trying to like,
or like bringing like out mean, the strap arms right
so
away.
She's gonna work you into it. So you know, two hands sucking stroke, licking. Then
okay,
all
so
she's sticking.
So it's like she gonna put a thing in my ass while she's sucking me up type shit.
Oh, that's kind of
get the tingles, bro.
First of all, if you're on Valentine's Day, you obviously just spent like a good $100 on her. You probably ate good. Well, yeah. Depending on who you are, you just spend a good amount of money.
Maybe at the McDonald's.
You probably
chilling.
Ate good. So if she was sticking some fingers in your butt,
is
what
that
you think is gonna be on her fingers?
I mean, I'm thinking like I wouldn't. Wait, y'all. You said what?
What if you shit on her fingers?
Oh, first of all, see that's what I think. That's why a lot of niggas don't care about it. A lot of niggas don't keep their ass clean. Tell me that. Like you, I feel like that's embarrassing. You get somebody just stick their finger in your butt and it comes out brown.
What do you tell them? Oh, my bad.
I wasn't prepared.
Well,
I didn't know you were gonna.
I didn't know you was gonna do that. I mean, but if she's telling you beforehand, I mean, it gives you time. Like, all right, well, let me go take a shot real quick. You know,
but you,
go
like,
in there,
you said like this is Valentine's Day.
Like, no, this is Valentine's.
This is in the moment. This is like right now.
Feel like a female.
But I mean, regardless, if you're gonna go, if you're two grown sexy people, you're gonna go out there and take a shot before you do any of that type of stuff.
Then what she does it in the shower, bro? Like,
I mean, that's on her then.
So what if, all right, she stick your fingers in, God forbid, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you feel, and that's her tongue. What do you do? I'm gonna punch the shit out.
I'm gonna punch the shit out.
I'll probably giggle a little bit.
Man, no, she said she wanted to play with it. She didn't say she wanted to fucking toss my salad.
I mean,
at that point, your manhood is gone.
Manhood is gone.
She's
eating your ass, bro.
She's eating your butt. No, all right. So now she got your legs propped up. She eating from the back. You looking at him biting your lip and shit. And that's a little, that's a little cause for concern.
If you
right
arching
there.
Your back, there is a problem.
And now, first of all, if a girl got your back arch, that's a little right. She got her hands in between your legs and shit.
What
like
type of young ma? What the hell?
I'm gonna have to choke the shit out of her.
But like, do you feel like that's kind of disrespectful?
Personally, I think it is because I'm just it's not disrespectful, I think it is.
Man. Like, what? That's more like, damn, but at least like I don't want it right there. But like, my also, girl a freak.
But that also means that she's saying you, like y'all sex life is boring.
Not really, because I mean, if you
know, tried, if you tried,
you know
everything.
When you're doing, you know when you're doing your thing. You know, because I mean, everybody gave some mediocre meets here and there. And you know when you straight up you destroying. So I'm like, you know, you destroying on at least 75% of the time. And then she's all of a sudden like, hey, I just want to try something new, man. I'm tired of getting my shit pounded out.
Let me pound your shit.
Oh, man.
Like that?
That's a whole different story.
Oh. I'm like, hold up, you gotta.
All right, so if y'all acting like that, then would y'all eat some ass?
Of course, I eat some ass. Okay.
All right, so what the fuck's the difference?
That's my ass getting eat.
That's me. That's me getting. I don't know, man. I beg you to correct me, man. So y'all niggas would eat some butt.
I
didn't say I'd eat some butt.
That's him. Hey,
that's some butt though.
See, look.
Butt? See, you gotta be confident about who you with.
P game, like you said, if it's some grown ass people, grown ass, you know, like couple, you know, 35, shit. I'm like probably like 40 or some shit. I don't know. I don't know the age difference. Fucking, you ask me to eat your ass, I'm a do it. We've been together for a little bit. It's whatever.
I wouldn't, but I'm not gonna shame anybody who do. Y'all some grown people. Do what you want to do.
That's what I'm.
I feel like that's the next level of to maturity is, you know, eating ass.
What? Yes. I feel like it's something before that.
What do you mean? What was before?
You talking about on a sexual level?
On a sexual level, yeah. All
right, so like the basic level is like having sex, right? That's just like.
I mean, yeah, that's basic right there.
Foreplay, that's in there.
That's like first base for some people.
All right, so yeah. I think the next step after regular sex is like you bringing stuff into the bedroom, like handcuffs, fucking whips and shit. That's like,
I feel like that's the next step. I don't like to get tied up like that. It's kind of scary.
I've never had that point in my life before for any handcuffs, whips. Black people.
Not whips.
I can't speak for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Some people like that shit.
Yeah, that's more of a white people thing. White girls like the, you know.
Yeah, the little whips and shit.
Bring out the strawberries and the whipped cream. But,
I don't mind no strawberries or whipped cream or anything.
Oh,
like
of course not. But
y'all ever had kiwi?
No.
Kiwi? What?
See, y'all on some crazy shit.
Have you ever had waxes poured on your chest?
All right, see, that's kind of crazy right there.
I always wanted to do that.
Put wax in your hot wax in your chest.
Yeah, hot wax. Like, shit's crazy.
Jamel, I really feel like you'd be open to like the furries where they put it
furries?
On.
Furries? Hell no.
I mean,
no offense. You better chill out. The furries. The furry community
right.
Crazy.
I apologize. I didn't.
You gonna fucking find a fucking fox costume in your closet when you get home?
That'd be crazy. So.
what the fuck?
That's scary as hell.
I mean, I actually had something about that. I feel like I'm gonna add it in here.
The furries.
No, it was more about the other stuff. Like, I mean, not pegging, right?
Nah. What is pegging?
Like getting your butt played with, basically.
Oh, pegging is
that's not counted in the same thing, right?
No, I mean,
that's
hold on. What? All right, man.
Yeah, that's
what. So, what are your thoughts on pegging?
I'm cool with begging.
Don't
you cool with it happening to you?
Don't get him started.
I'm cool.
You said you was cool. So what you mean? Elaborate. What is cool about pegging to you?
It's just more. It's not because of the pegging or anything like that. It's more that, like, you know, the girl. Like, all right, so yeah, like the girl and everything like that. So if my girl like loves me and everything like that and all that stuff, we all cool with each other and everything like that, and everything's going good, and she's like, all right, well, I want to try something a little different. I want to be on top this time, but like I want to dominate you. I mean, I'm not gonna shame upon it.
I will. In fact, I might break up with you.
What?
At this point, I might as well start rocking a purse, and we might as well start.
Honestly,
really. I wouldn't say it like that.
She want to fuck you, not in the good way.
I mean,
I'm on the same shit.
I really don't like it either. I mean, I don't like the idea of it, but I had a question towards it.
What's up?
So, okay. What did I write down? I write down root. Wow. Let me see. All right. So, it's kind of like it said, is being gay technically straight for that, though? So, all right. It sounds crazy. I wrote it down wrong. But isn't... All right, so the G-spot is in your ass, right?
Yeah, the G-spot. That's why I'm saying that males don't realize that the G-spot is in your ass.
So, like, if you are doing that just to get your G-spot thing, is that that straight or gay?
I wouldn't call it either or, man. I think if that's more of love, man. That's why I said, like, if you really love somebody or stuff like that, and you want to take that to the next level, and you're not gonna be immature about it. I mean, hey, man, say, man, but you don't like. I mean, you don't like it. You don't like it.
No, okay. Well,
what you're talking about, gay sexuality has nothing to do with what you do in the bed. It's more of what you're attracted to. You get what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I do. I get what you're saying, but I was saying more like, no one would. If you're not doing that, how are you gonna get your G spot? Like, thing.
I mean.
That's what I'm confused about.
All right, so peep game. I feel like it's like this.
You know what I'm trying to say. Kind of.
All right. So. All right. So I guess what I'm about to say is, it's like basically. All right. So that is facts. The male G spot is inside the ass. I don't know how, why, but yeah, that's how it is. If you want to experiment, I guess. I mean, like, that's you. But me personally, I'm not gonna explore my G spot.
Exactly.
But that's what I was trying to say. Is that kind of homosexual?
Let's say no for the sake of people who,
you know, they like that stuff. Because I mean,
so you
could
be straight and do that, right?
Yeah, I feel like if.
But it's
Because I had a I still have a friend. I'm not gonna put his name out there, but he has had a girlfriend who did butt play with him, and he was okay with it.
I've actually heard about that too. Like,
and that's literally what the fuck I've been talking about.
But it was more like tossing salad.
Tossing salad, man. Like I said, I'm not gonna be the type of nigga to have my legs all propped up, anything like that. Like, you gonna have to work for your shit. You gonna lift my balls up and everything. I mean, I'm just gonna be real with you.
Eat my ass when I'm standing straight up.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, just standing
straight up. Are you arching your back, bro?
No, hell no. I'm not gonna arch my back.
I'm not getting all fours for no girl, dude. Oh man.
This is kind of off topic, but not really. So, would you want a dominant female?
Yeah.
I'd like a dominant female. Yeah. Like one night she'll take charge.
Get on your fucking bed right now. Take off your fucking pants.
I'm like, yes, ma'am. Okay.
I told you, bro. Like,
yes, mistress. What the fuck?
All of a sudden, y'all get tied up to the back. Legs all arched up. All
right. Y'all into it. It's a certain extent. Like, if
all of a sudden, you feel like spitting your butt crack.
That's too much.
It's over for you.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, those type of girls that bring out the whips. They get real aggressive. They start punching you, like putting their hands.
They be fucked up. They,
she had like some pink brass knuckles, like hitting your ribs.
Some people are into that shit.
Some people do like to get beat, man. I was watching some other stuff.
All that shit. That sounds like it hurts. Bro.
We just going to fight, and you try that shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But what are you all tied up and shit like that? She's like, oh yeah, pussy nigga.
Try to do something. Do something.
Yeah, do something, nigga. This for not washing the fucking dishes, fucking nigga.
Oh my gosh, start getting serious. I'm like, yo,
starts bringing out everything you did.
Butt ass naked. She whooped my ass. Like, oh,
I just saw you just crying and shit. It's like the back of the day cross too, where the shit don't come out.
I'm
gonna
whoop her ass when I get out the whoops.
She ain't gonna let you out. You can put your damn ass in the closet or something.
Put your ass in a cage. Start like pour cold water on you to wake you up at night.
Oh, but this bitch about to torture me, man. Fuck all this shit.
Oh god,
she's not what I signed up for. Telling you,
she bring out the fucking like jumper cables.
Oh, do it to your nipples.
Oh man, them motherfuckers is sharp, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. The clampers.
Them clampers it's gonna break skin.
So when you, not saying that any of you watch porn, but for the ones who do, what if you explored that was like fucking crazy, and it's okay to be honest.
I don't want to get into that right now.
We kind of did already. So what we talked about, it's among the lines of what you've looked up before.
No,
we didn't. Well, I didn't look it up.
I don't really watch pegging videos like that.
It's weird. Like fucking, you ever been like on like you go, you just get on like Pornhub or some shit like that? For those who do watch porn, like, you ever just like open up me. I'm not speaking for it. I'm playing now. But, you know, you open it up, and it's like the main page and shit. You scrolling down, you know. It's
first of all, you gotta be really
your recommendation.
Like, cause like, it's just like, no, like, you like, when you first look up, you wanna look up nothing, no category, like just Pornhub. Like, I just be scrolling, look at like the thumbnails, see if some sparks my interest.
So wait, do you actually be searching up? So
sometimes. See, I'm specific with my searches when I hit Google. I don't like, I click on everything, but like, you know, some stuff has the best stuff, you know.
For
like
example,
Pornhub, go ahead.
I looked up Amber Rose the other day, and she has some content out there.
Oh yeah, oh.
Amber Rose.
Yeah, it's crazy shit.
She does.
No, it's not crazy, but it's out there.
Don't she got a whole tattoo on her forehead?
I don't know. But I don't like Amber Rose.
She bald, ain't she? She still bald.
Hey, bro. Ain't back in the day, ain't wrong with a girl without
no hair. Y'all tripping. I don't know why people are shaming people for having OnlyFans. I mean, fuck it.
I mean, hey, man, say, man.
Do you know how much money they
make? That's what I'm saying. If you're, if like, all right, so if like, my girl's out here doing it, and, you know, she's making bread. I mean, I care less, but she, if you ain't making no money, you're already making this content for no reason. Yeah, you nobody ain't really giving stuff like that.
It's just
you're literally getting like, your shit is literally like $4 a month. And you're getting, you only got like 3 subscribers.
Just counting it to 99 cents. Like, no, oh, bitch, man. Make the fucking money.
It's like, hey, talk
it's
to me.
It's crazy because, like, even like, it don't matter what, it's crazy because, like, it don't matter what you look like. What your body look like? Niggas gonna be at their meat.
That's what I'm saying, nigga. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Niggas ain't got no standards.
It's
bro.
A nasty niggas. Like,
niggas out here be messing with the crackheads and stuff bro. Like that. Niggas don't care.
I seen
bro.
Videos on Twitter, man. They don't care.
They don't care, they bro. Don't, niggas, bro. Niggas get they get nut up, bro.
When they get bread, if they can get it off, bro, they can get that motherfucker off way.
Bitch, you look like the humpback of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. He's like, all right, say listen, it's my shit right here, bro.
So would you make an OnlyFans?
If yeah. It really came down to it, most definitely.
I probably make OnlyFans. Yeah,
I just feel like my performance wouldn't be good enough for people.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be the type because you know it already takes me a long time to you know not already. So I was like, I just a 2-hour video of me just stroking.
You don't get frustrated. Just like, oh god,
fuck, hey, bro, somebody please just show the titties real quick or something, bro.
Oh, I'm dead. Or like, what they were requesting you do like a backflip naked.
Dude, I can't do a fucking backflip. Like, I'm gonna fuck around, break my dick and shit. Cause I can't do a
like right, what if you were known for that person that broke their back? Like,
just broke their back and just
naked,
like
naked.
Hey, bro, I bet you niggas gonna surprise, like gonna subscribe. It's like,
I'm telling you, bro, y'all need to see this freaky ass nigga, bro. Y'all you doing backflips
like that? You got just like everyone. If you start
subscribing, just place it right there. Just place the phone right there. Like, grab my dick and shit. This is the whole flip. I'm telling you, man, niggas definitely get paid for that content. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is, I'm like,
paid to watch somebody break
you up. You got to work as a dude in the fucking industry. You got to do a lot.
You
got to
do some crazy shit.
Some crazy shit to get noticed, bro. Because, I mean, you can see a dick anywhere.
Exactly.
Beach meat bow while, you know, parachuting or something.
That nigga Steve-O did that shit.
He did that shit?
Wait, he was beating his meat while parachuting.
Yeah.
Skydiving.
Yeah,
do you know how cold it is? You know what my dick would do in that type of altitude?
I think I'll have to pregame in a helicopter.
Honestly, I gotta jump out when I'm like, I'm down there. Like, come on, let's do this.
Yeah, what if you bust too, bro?
Just flies in your face. Man, this shit good right here.
Is that asparagus?
Nigga, what? Hey, asparagus, man. I ain't gonna cap with you. I didn't know that was true.
Nah, that was true as hell. You fuck
about eating asparagus the other day. Like, basically, that your pee starts to stink and everything, man.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true as fuck.
True as hell, man.
That shit is scary.
No, it's a myth.
Bro.
The pineapples, what the bitch's pussy. You know how they say, you know, oh, I eat my pineapples, my pussy. No, that's not true.
I feel like it isn't either.
You need to go see a gynecologist.
If your shit tasted like that.
Like, it should be citrusy like that. Where bitches be putting pineapples in their pussy before a dick appointment. That's where, that's a mental illness.
It's gonna make it sticky.
That's what I'm saying. You're gonna catch an infection.
Honestly,
girls putting ice cubes in their pussy on TikTok.
That's why I don't like TikTok.
Really?
Fuck TikTok.
Oh my gosh, bro, this shit close as hell. My apologies, y'all. I keep hearing that bullshit. Go ahead, daddy.
Wait, that sounds kind of intriguing. Somebody putting ice cubes in their pussy.
What? They don't show it. They don't show it, but like, nah, they be doing that shit for real.
TikTok has been going ham lately.
Oh yeah, nah, TikTok crazy.
Racist people,
TikTok, man. I don't fuck with TikTok. I'm a TikTok hater. Some of them are funny though. I ain't gonna care.
Some of them
people
funny.
Got some quality content on there, but I don't fuck with TikTok. That app is not downloaded on my phone. You go through my phone right now, the shit's not downloaded.
It is a foolish because I'm addicted, but if I could, I would delete it.
Nigga, what? You're addicted to TikTok?
Yes.
It's on my phone.
Because I'm not on that side where, you know, white people talk my about hanging niggers and shit like that. I'm not on that.
What?
I'm watching dogs do fucking backflips and shit.
Dogs do backflips.
TikTok has
everything. Oh, yeah, nah, TikTok crazy. They got everything on TikTok, bro. They can start posting porn on there soon.
I mean, if they did, that'd be pretty quality content right there. How long can you make a TikTok video?
60 seconds?
A minute? All right. That's good. See, remember when Vine like took so long? It was like, but that, I ain't going to lie to you. The Vine people that were on Vine, peak, man, you had to be like a good content creator to make people laugh in 6 seconds.
But if you first started out, you would be like, you know, up there with King Batch and all them, right?
King Badger is corny now.
I hate that. No. Caleb City, that's the funniest motherfucker in the world, bro.
Caleb City, yeah. Caleb
that
City
nigga is hilarious.
Bro, I'm talking about like the big. He was with Dope Island and them. Like that's like they were funny, but they were like niggas like they weren't like, you know, King Batch, freaking who that nigga.
That flip though. Who that shit's lame as hell, bro.
Who's that nigga that dude with the dreads, the black dude?
Black dude with the dreads.
You talking about the one who was talking about Kool-Aid?
JD Perp.
Yeah. Him, King Batch and shit.
I don't like
that nigga's corny too now.
Yeah. I seen him at a Vine meetup in 2014.
Nigga, he was going to Vine meetups?
I did for one because my friend invited me. I seen Young Poppy. You remember Young Poppy?
I remember that nigga. Like, you remember that one song?
Yes, bro. He performed that one song. And he did.
Performed that shit like three times.
That shit.
But to be honest, King Batch has been in the industry for a while, and he's still not up there.
He hasn't really. I mean, he's getting movies and stuff like that. He's getting Netflix movies.
Yeah,
but
yesterday, that nigga dancing, corny dude, man. On Instagram, bro. Ooh, he be dancing like on Instagram. He be doing
King Batch be dancing.
Yeah. No. So I was watching a certain person's Instagram videos, his old videos. I was watching like, how did we find this funny? Can you guess who that person was?
You talking about somebody we know? Somebody
entertainment.
PewDiePie.
DC Young Fly.
Back in the day, like, they bring your ass here, boy.
Oh, that shit's not.
Nah, that shit was kind of corny. Like some of the shit they were saying, but he's funny now.
He's funny.
I mean, he ain't gonna cap with you.
He a funny ass dude. I even like the little roast. I like some of the roast. He be actually get on niggas like that. Should be fun. Like you gotta think. You gotta listen to the shit he say. Like who? Like what are you really? He baking the shit out these niggas.
That's so crazy how like once you get older, like their whole like perception of like comedy just changes and everything like that.
But nah, that is true with the like because it was some other shit. I don't shit, but hey, shit do be getting fucking old and like corny as hell.
Would you get a Wildin' Out?
A what?
Wildin' Out?
Yeah, I would.
I feel like I'm gonna get roasted so bad I'm gonna start crying, then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna shoot everybody up.
Fuck this, bro. I'm tired of this shit.
Bro, you see what happened to Common Reason? I mean, Spoken Reason.
That nigga is, dude. That nigga's not funny either. I just think he was so freaking funny, dude. He's a garbage. And I was looking at some of the old stuff. But this shit is not funny.
He was funny because Emmanuel Hudson.
Emmanuel, he used to be funny.
He used to be real funny.
Dang, I used to not watch none of these people. Bro.
For real?
I don't know who y'all. I thought you used to be
kind of in the Vine.
I used to watch. Oh, not Vine.
Oh, damn, you wasn't in the Vine like that.
Whoa.
I was
freshman year high school must have been trash.
You said musically?
YouTube.
Oh, C2? What's that?
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Yeah, I mean,
y'all was on Musical.ly.
I feel like
music. Hell no.
Nah, who's on Musical.ly?
Musical.ly.
I mean, that's TikTok now, but
yeah, they bought it. Branded. Yeah, they bought it out.
That's crazy.
Shit's corny still. Damn. Never liked it.
Well, moving on. What's the craziest thing y'all do for $1,000?
Why everybody looking at me?
I was probably anybody looking at me.
Nah, throw some ass.
Well, it depends on, like, you talking about sexually or, like, just...
Like anything. Like, what's the crazy thing you do?
I'd probably take off my shirt and, you know, run around Walmart.
Hey, that's not $1,000 worth right there.
Yeah.
No. Like, I'd go into Walmart for, like, 20 seconds and run out for...
That's not a thousand dollars worth.
You gotta run through the whole store.
I'm looking at my assets.
So I guess I'll just bring up some stuff and be like, all right, what y'all do there for $1,000?
Hold on. Before you say that, I want to say one thing. For $1,000, I'll run up to somebody, pick up their kid, like run for like.
just run down the fucking block and shit.
I run down the hall for a little bit. It's like, no, I'm just playing.
Dude, that'd be so crazy.
So not only are you gonna get the police
someone
called
just took my kid.
But all right, so in that type of situation, would you fucking go like try to get your kid, or would you just be like, police? But I mean, as a man, but all right, so a woman, like you come up there and just take her son.
I expect to
you're
going to
get registered as a child offender.
Yeah.
I'm putting a mask on.
Boom gang. Everybody think it's boom and shit.
You might as well go all the way and take the kid.
Boom gang. Hold on.
Take him to McDonald's.
Just say that shit. That nigga's all the way in California right now.
Oh, God. He get arrested. Shit, I did in Greensboro.
Like, nigga, I wasn't even in Greensboro.
I'd probably do it and then get scared to bring him back, so I'll just
take him. You know, I'll sit him down somewhere like,
nigga,
hey,
find your mama.
I'm like, all right, you my son now. So here
I ain't fucking weak.
Say, bro, find your mama, bro. You don't know me, nigga.
Now listen to me, bro. You don't know me, bro. Find your mama.
My name's James Charles.
James Charles.
That nigga was stupid, bro.
But alright, so would you, alright, so for $1,000
y'all niggas so some big black ass nigga.
Imagine if you wanted that to the police. Just like a nigga like you.
His name was James.
I'm sorry. He's like, you don't know me, nigga. I'm James Charles. Oh, man. Stop, bro. Y'all about to give me a fucking headache. Bro, y'all about to give me a headache.
He doesn't fit the description. I'm a police officer. I'd laugh. I swear to God.
I'm trying to get serious.
So you said he was James Charles?
He's like, boy, you don't shut the fuck up.
Why are you laughing? He got
kicked. That nigga crying. He told me he was James Charles.
He was like, that nigga's James Charles. I must be Arnold Palmer.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's fucked up. All right. $4,000, would you drink a cup full of sperm?
No, that's not horse sperm. Any type of body fluid that comes out of a person. That's horse sperm, animal.
Horse sperm. I heard, like, what's the, isn't horse sperm, like, different?
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, it looks the same, of course, but
Is it like a different texture?
No, it still comes. It's still the same texture. Still come either way. But I mean, probably, like, all right. So when I think about, because I mean, I'm not that nice, not that nice type of nigga that actually would like eat my own cum or anything like that. But I don't know. I don't know what cum tastes, but I feel like I can compare it to like cough syrup.
No. I would say snot. But
yeah, I feel like
the consistency.
The consistency.
It's snot.
Yeah.
All right. So $4,000. Would you let a nigga sneeze in your mouth?
No.
Like, Absolutely. Now, like, not now.
We talking about like 3 years ago.
No, sneeze.
I'm not even gonna lie, I'll do it.
A few hundred thousand.
100,000 with nigga, 10,000, you can sneeze in my mouth.
Wait, like, what kind of sneeze, though?
In this day and age,
like, it's like the spray. It's not a.
it's like the mouth. It's like the spray.
Chew.
Nah, wait, it's like with the goo and stuff?
No, it's like the chew. Like, it's not that.
Yeah,
no,
I do it. I do it.
Oh, yeah. So
like,
you do it for $1,000?
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
What?
That's not that bad.
That's not bad. That's what I'm saying.
Now, if he was like, all right, hold his nose and he wants to blow some snot in him, then no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's
so good. So you're saying, it's like the fucking the spit that comes out your mouth when you
sneeze. He's pretty
close. It's a good sneeze. It's not like a pussy sneeze.
It's like when you go like that. Those type of sneezes.
But there's not like a like snot coming out.
So you're gonna physically feel that on your tongue.
There's definitely snot coming out of there.
Or could I just let him sneeze on like my pizza and?
Oh, that's even kind of.
That's like prolonging it. That's like prolonging it.
You let it linger. $4,000. Would you let a nigga wipe his nuts on your pizza?
I gotta eat it.
You gotta eat it. You gotta eat it in its entirety, the crust and everything.
Wait. How deaf is it though?
Yeah, like how
he's like rubbing it, like trying to get it in there,
or if he just like dipping like some milk,
smearing his nuts in the pizza.
All right, so this is what he did. He's ran a mile. He's a pretty big dude.
He's already got the sweat.
He's like 235 pounds. Very big thighs. So only thing he does, he just does a straight wipe, just a straight wipe. Put on your plate.
Bro, you
what if you see the ball mark in your pizza?
That'd be crazy. It's like all the pizza. Like, it's like a hot pizza, too. And it's like, it's fucked up all my damn toppings and shit.
Well, AJ, your thoughts? 4,000.
You said,
would you let somebody dip their sweat balls after a marathon run for $4,000?
He said his thigh is big, so that's like his nuts is baking.
So, yeah, they're going to be like
rubbing together.
You're like, that's like marinating. Yeah, it's like.
Is it like right after he just ran this?
Right after he's like, ooh,
like,
I'm
done. Stop.
I'm tired. Hey, y'all get some water after I do this?
It's like keeping some food and some force to keep it hot.
Can I get some water after?
Yeah, can I get some water after
nigga,
this?
Nigga, don't talk to them like I'm not here. Like, you're not about to do this shit with me. Like,
good luck.
Why are you not finna have this experience?
I don't know, man.
You gonna need it.
Would it be really fucked up if I said like, fuck it?
Hey man, fuck it.
I mean, I'm not gonna judge you because it's $4,000.
Fuck it, we ball.
We ballers.
I mean, that's $1,000 though, bro.
That's $1,000, man.
Just to eat some
pizza.
Weird, contacted pizza.
Ball sweat pizza.
So basically, all right, that's $1,000.
All right, so I'll judge it based on this. As long as he's shaving, I'm eating.
It's just one slice, too. One slice.
One slice to the completion.
I mean, all right.
My choice of toppings.
He's shaving, I'm eating.
All right, so yeah, if it's like that, if he like, I'm talking like bald, like Caillou down there, and he, it's cool, you know.
Rub his bean on it.
So he can rub his bean on my pizza, bro.
At this point, y'all been asking me questions where you're basically saying get rid of my dignity for a few dollars.
Hey, man, say, man.
And you hey, right, bro, no I don't one has have to
know
to
about this. Nobody has to know about this. Like,
the first one was free. The first one was for free.
All right, so is anybody about to go and answer the question, man? So, bald sweat
pizza?
I said,
I feel like I do it, man.
Like mine
I
said, was yeah. no.
Well, I guess.
And look, bro,
I mean that pizza.
I'm not living life on the edge.
I just don't want hair on there, cause basically it's the same ingredients on there.
Yeah,
it's not like a whole nother topping.
Like, I mean, what can I do with that $1,000?
Think about it: I have bills that'll swipe up $1,000 like that. So I just ate some ball sweat pizza and my shit gone for bills.
I mean, you got your bills paid for.
Yeah, I was saying, hey, bills paid.
You got your bills paid. You keep your check.
And then whatever your check coming, yeah, you straight.
You keep your check.
That's true.
All right, so I was thinking because, like, I've, like, been really bored in the house and everything like that. Like, it's, boring. Like, really, like, only reruns of sports coming on. Like, what if OnlyFans combined with, like, you know, the NFL or something, and they created, like all right, so it's, like, a team. All right, yeah, I'll tell you, where watch was going to go. You can be like, damn, that would be pretty crazy right there. All right, so the sport is basically, like, get three porn stars. Three of the top-tier porn stars. Three top-tier porn stars. Dick sucking marathon. 3v3.
You said it was gonna make sense. That shit
didn't. What you mean that makes sense?
That makes no sense.
Bro. All right, so it's like a relay race. It's like a relay race. So it's like 2v2 right there, and it's like a relay race. So all right, so suck nut. Then all of a sudden, the other one goes. Then your next person starts up. They suck. Oh. And then all of a sudden, basically to the finish line, shit like that.
How did you come up with that?
I was thinking.
I genuinely want to know.
Hey, I got a sick mind, bro.
That's just the regular, right?
That's just
I
the
mean,
regular.
I'm not saying I wouldn't pay to watch that.
I would pay to watch that. OnlyFans, like, all right, $15 for a subscription for the whole entire year.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
New exactly. episodes when, though, bro?
New episodes every Wednesday. Sunday. Football. Shit. You know, we play some football right there.
The thing about this, you know, is sports actually going to come back anytime soon?
Yeah, pretty soon. I feel like it. NBA's about to come back. But, all right, so I was just thinking about that also. Like, who would your top three be? I already know mine off the gate. It's going to be like, you know, first of all, my QB straight up top is going to be Tiana Trump. She's my Tom Brady.
You know, she has a very beautiful body, but her face is very man-like.
Is it weird that I say it's kind of like generic?
Generic face?
Her face is very unique.
Really?
Who?
Tiana Trump.
Yeah.
Wait. You know who I thought you was talking about? Tiana Taylor. I'm sorry.
What? Oh yeah, she does have a.
Yeah, face. I'm sorry. Tiana Trump. I mean, yeah.
I feel like she looks like regular though. She looks like someone you like see on the street. The mall,
yeah, like
shit.
Somebody on your A&T campus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number two would be Sky Black. Don't nobody too much really know about her, but hey, man.
I thought that was a guy, bro.
Oh, you better chill.
Who is Sky Black?
Look up when you get to the crib. And then I got the white goat, Heather Brooke.
Man.
But I mean, she ain't got no gag reflexes, bro. She ain't got no gag reflexes.
You remember when people used to fiend over Pinky?
Yeah. I used to be one of those, man.
I did too.
All right, bro. That's one of mine, bro. Off top, bro.
Then you realize Pinky? She looked kind of, you know.
Yeah. Look at that sucking the meat though. You gotta go to those videos. She be ODing.
Nope. Oh man. I don't know.
Hey man, say man.
Jamel.
What the
fuck? Is everything okay? Like
nigga, what? She looks alright.
Wait.
This back when like you know, back when the who was the OGs, like the Cherokees.
Was it you who we talked like years ago? You said you like looking up ugly bitches. On Pornhub, it was somebody had a real ugly bitch fetish, like black butch ugly bitches.
Hey, don't be putting that on my. Don't put my name on that.
Hey, so don't put my name on that.
Don't put my name on that.
All right, AJ.
Wait, which are three, AJ?
My three.
Yeah.
All right. So wait, do they just got to be straight porn stars?
No, they ain't gotta be.
OnlyFans is that counts too, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
All right.
But there's Pornhub. Why would you? I'm sorry.
I'm not knocking the OnlyFans.
Oh, no, community. No. I've never bought any. I get my ways. If you spark my interest, I'm going to see your videos.
Yeah, it was not my fault, bro. They was giving out a deal and they finessed, bro. They finessed, man.
Nothing's free. Right, so, my first one, off rip, gotta be this girl. It's holistic.
Holistic?
It's called, she on Twitter. It's like, y'all give it to it's like, so it's like, it's spelled like H0E, then like listic. She on Twitter. Shit's ridiculous. That's my starter.
Mm-hmm. She black?
Nah. I mean, yeah, she black. She's like, she light skinned a little bit.
That's so crazy. It's like, I feel like the OnlyFans really taking out all the porn stars, bro.
It really is.
It's raps, man.
Like she going to Pornhub. She got a Pornhub account too. Mm-hmm. All right. So second, damn. At like, so I'm kind of torn between like, you know, two of them right now.
Whoa, Vicky.
Oh.
Whoa. Chill.
All right, so
just imagine her talk, bro. No.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, Vicky's. All right. Second, Riley Reid.
Oh my god.
I don't care.
One of mine.
You're capping.
Man, I swear to God.
You know, damn. Well, I'm always talking about Riley Reid.
Riley Reid looks anorexic as hell. Y'all are tripping.
What
bro.
Are you? I don't know what you're talking what about. You be tripping. You be falling. You're like what? That's how hard you be tripping.
Nigga, what?
Right. You say, wait, what?
You be on the ground looking up like,
what?
Like, what I trip over?
Oh. No, he said, you be tripping. All right, so yeah. Holistic, the first one. Second one, Riley Reid. And the third one. It's not really good. You took a lot of them. Like, you only took three.
Only two.
But those are like some of the best ones.
So yeah, you know, my number one team.
You don't know nothing about no Heather Brook.
Do you know about Heather Brook?
Yes, I know. I deep throat, nigga. You better chill.
Hey man.
Wait, what?
Hey man.
I ain't mean it like that. No, that's literally what our site was called.
Ideepthroat.com.
Yeah.
Man, someone's gonna edit this, man. Just take that part out.
Oh guys, like oh freaking 720 podcast. Jamel said this.
I deep throat.
Alright, but yeah, the third one had to be It's another fucking OnlyFans one. Shit, Miss B Nasty.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
You fuck with
that
one?
Sounds real familiar.
Miss B Nasty. She up there. I fuck with her heavy. And that's my three right there.
Show three, Pablo. Oh,
yeah. Damn. I really didn't do no research on this. I just don't know anybody that just like is known for that.
So you know people that's out here taking it back and everything like that.
Everybody,
it don't gotta be porn stars too. So
I mean, I don't know anyone that's
you
like
don't know any females that look good.
No. All right, so automatically I know.
All right, I'm gonna just name it. All right, Mia Khalifa, Pinky.
Mia Khalifa cannot suck no meat.
I don't care, bro. That's my.
She's
style,
not even
bro.
Doing porn.
Hey man, we're the underdogs for real.
The underdogs, y'all really under my nigga. Get somebody and can't suck and take, man. You tripping.
She gonna start protesting the whole event.
Like, this is not fair. We shouldn't be judging him.
Like, shut up.
What? See, that's like that's how I know you can't suck.
Like, oh god.
Who's my number three, bro? Who's number three? Who are y'all talking about the other day?
Who are we talking about?
Who?
You just talking
let me
about
think. Lana Rhodes, bro. Oh!
Oh, Lana Rhodes bad.
Who's this? Abella Danger.
Oh, yeah, no, Abella Danger. Damn, fuck. That's a good one. I forgot right, about her.
Come on, they coming to me now.
Damn, yeah, it is kind of crazy. Once you get to it, like, it really start coming to you and
they
everything
coming
like
to
that.
Me now. I already said my three, though.
That's scary.
My top three has to be Summer Rae. Oh,
is she a porn star?
Summer Rae's not a porn star. I mean, she posts, you know, like, you know. Her ass and shit like that.
But how do you know she sucks dick like that?
That woman is gorgeous. Look how Summer Rae.
Yeah, no, Summer Rae.
How do you know?
Good.
How do you know she could give the head like that?
I don't know. I just know.
So you just saying what?
I told you it don't got to be porn stars.
Last
I mean, like I said, my second that, person though? Would be Rihanna.
We trying to win though.
Say the second person Rihanna,
and my third person would be Demi Lovato. I like my woman thick, but not too thick. I love all thick women. I just want to say that right there, but.
Y'all can't do that. y'all not here to see what they doing, but
we don't.
Y'all can't do that.
Drug abuse jokes on this podcast.
Hey, you better chill out, there, man. We wouldn't make that.
I didn't even do that.
Summer Rae could get it, boy.
Hey man, say man.
All outdoors, boy. Thick as
I just know that my team is gonna take the hobo. You know.
I don't know. I'll get to the.
You get to a semifinals.
Nah, I'd get to it, bro. But I'd probably lose.
Man. Hey, man. Say, man.
I don't know. Pull out some wild shit.
So once Tina, once Tiana Trump pull out the, she pull out that one, man, it's rap. That's her signature move right there. She's like, all right, she's saving that just for the finals right there. All of a sudden, she pull out the. I'm like, there you go. That's a secret move right there, bro. That's a secret move right there.
Like Jamel Coach on the side, like, there you go. There you go, baby.
Just blowing a whistle.
Right, there you go, baby. There you go.
The referee's like, she's cheating. But no, she's not. That's a robot. That's good. Robot. She can do that.
Like, nigga in the chair, like, oh, what the fuck?
She's doing the grapefruit technique.
And nigga's stomach start getting flat, like,
she like, sucked that nigga, so.
I feel like Michelle Obama got it good, too.
Hey, you better chill out, bro.
I'm just saying.
Hey, we moving on, bro.
Oh, they gonna come through this bitch,
bro.
I don't know. Now that he said it.
Nah, me and my government agent, we cool.
Nigga Obama kick open the door.
Damn. I was like, oh, you cool with him, but not me, nigga. What's up with you?
I hope this podcast don't come out like when I'm a lawyer and somebody bring this shit up.
Oh, that'd be wild.
I'm going down. You talking like, about butt play?
You hear what this nigga talking about? You want this nigga defending you?
This is one who you want representing you?
I thought so.
Ain't nobody gonna say that. I thought so.
I really did, y'all.
This nigga like,
really
nigga just scratching his head like,
I thought so.
Just straight face, straightest face. No, I can't even do it, bro.
They go play when we talking about butt sweat on the fucking pizza and shit.
I
thought
so. I can't even make a straight face, bro.
You know you're a lawyer, and I said on the podcast, and I quote.
He let two
pogs.
He let a woman insert two fingers into his ass. Is this who you want representing you?
Just a big ass commercial.
Like, bro, they do be getting those niggas, no niggas in the commercial.
They be killing them niggas on commercial.
So I'm saying, it's like you just like fucking
Thaddeus is a rapist. It's like
what?
It's like,
what? It's like,
I didn't
say anything.
He's a registered sex offender like, in 22 states.
Like, this shit is not concrete.
It's like a Photoshop picture with you behind bars.
He's killed 92 people.
Like, none of this shit happened. He strangled 17 babies.
Oh, man.
This man should be behind bars, not representing you.
Is this like, who you want? I thought so.
Paid for the American Defended Justice System.
That'd be fucked up. I'm like, damn.
Damn, they went ham. I swear to God.
It was like,
bro. That boy down bad. Nigga, he is not like, playing.
Damn, I'm just going to want to fight at this point.
Just look at your bank account. Shit's dwindling.
Like, who is taking money?
Y'all not even connected to my bank account.
What the fuck? He's like, that nigga, what? Nigga, like, hacking your shit.
Oh, God.
It's a man.
Yeah, like, your daughter's like, hey, daddy, someone's taking the Bentley.
No, not the Bentley.
Not the Bentley, what?
Might pick up the whole damn house while you in it.
Dude, it's like your whole future. It's like the whole surrounding starts to change. Like it changes to like a mansion into like a fucking trailer park. You were like a white beater and some.
It started phasing away and shit. It's like, bro, what the fuck?
Like you try to sit on the couch and just
disappear. Turn into a fold out bed.
Would you live in the trailer park?
Them trailer parks pretty nice.
Yeah, some nice ones out there.
Ain't yeah, they do that. Got some good ones out there. They got like little stoves and shit, little microwaves. Bits.
Damn, how do we go from laughing like that just to
just straight up serious talk?
People are gonna think like we edited this.
Oh, that'd be crazy or something.
Oh my god. Dang, the next topic is a little like controversial. So I mean, hey, amen, say man. But alright, so how are y'all feeling about these like transgenders like looking as good as like some girls out here?
Hey man, I don't think I gotta say man to the doctors out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Clap it up right there, man. Y'all
get paid good for what y'all do.
Boy, y'all fucking. take a bow. Man, that shit is crazy.
Like, as long as you, the person gives a disclaimer, like, hey, you know, I'm a transgender.
I feel like every like transgender should do that.
Yeah,
like,
you know, like
some people don't. I mean,
then you're asking for trouble if you don't.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't get mad. Like, fuck around, I'll take you from the club. You know, we party and shit, probably dancing to 6ix9ine or some shit. Fuck around, you off the fucking Bacardi or something, take you to the crib, playing fucking Minecraft. All of a sudden, you whip out a dick. And I thought you knew.
But you think about it, is some transgenders, they don't have a dick.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
But they still can, like, even if then, you gotta let me know, like, as I was.
I just dance on you. I'm a nigga. It's like, straight up there, I was like, just start going back with the shit.
Oh, God, like, that shit. Ooh. She pull up.
Hey, but I respect that because you told me. Thank you. You know,
if you tell, like, honestly, a lot of, like, if you tell me that you were, you know, or used to be like me, yeah, type shit. You used to have to wake up in the morning and hold your penis. Thank you for that type shit.
Yeah, but some niggas like, what?
What? Like, you just start
and just start going crazy. Like, no,
man, you gotta chill with that type stuff. I mean, that's their decision and stuff like that. You can't really. Like, if you feel like you're something else in the inside, then I mean, amen, say amen.
I mean, like, I didn't understand with the Dwayne Wade thing. Like, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, bro,
if you don't respect what he's doing, that's fine. But that's
whole situation, bro. Like just the whole social media part of it. Like, bro, let that family do them, bro. Like,
yeah, that's what that meant. Boozy was chiming in. He was like, why you gonna let them? Why you gonna
don't
let them
cut
go
the
like
dick off? Cut your son off. That's the thing about him. He letting his son get hand at 12 years old.
Wait, it was dead ass, right?
He was so serious. He was so serious about that.
That's crazy, bro. I can't do that, man.
Wait, like, what happened?
He was basically letting his son. He was like, oh, yeah, all my sons and nephews and shit, they get hand by grown women at 12, 13 years old.
That's not good.
It's not good.
Cause that's gonna over sexualize your kids and everything like that.
Plus, it's pedophilia.
Yeah, it is no cap. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's honestly, you the girl that's out here doing that, I'm like,
it's pedophilia.
Hey, man, for the social media, that shit wrong.
Yeah,
behind closed doors, my boy, get right.
Put your laps on.
put your lips on lock. You get
$1,000.
You did give $1,000.
I mean, I give you about $10.
Bro, y'all seen that fucking meme? It was like, babe, why does some nigga named Boosie just cash up your $1,000?
I'm not gonna lie. If I seen that Jamel, like, got $1,000, I'm like, what you doing, bro?
From some nigga named Boosie, it's like,
He ain't know. I had a tuck. I kept a tuck on me.
He ain't know.
He ain't know. I kept the tuck on me.
I had to show my ass. The nigga went crazy.
My ass, man. The nigga went wild. He sent me $1,000. Hey, like, really, would you do, like, would you do some shit like that? But, like, you all right. So you had, like, a lower body, you know, like. Like, it's some wild shit right there.
How about Tory Lanez?
How about Tory Lanez just start shaking ass and shit like that?
You know, race the camera. Who?
Race the camera, who that?
What's up, motherfucker?
You like that ass? That'd be some fucked up shit right there, bro.
Oh, my God. Like, put your face in the camera.
Oh, niggas dropped off the phone and shit. Like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Y'all seen that video on Twitter, Justin Bieber live? He accepted somebody. She was playing with herself on the bed.
Justin Bieber, who's that? That better not be Peaches, bro. She be getting everybody.
No,
man.
That bitch Peaches. She got something going on mentally. Like,
oh, you know, she got a kid.
Right?
Yeah, she had a kid. It's like she had
the thing about it. She talk about killing the kid, right? Mm-hmm. Letting the kid, like. She I don't say, like when people egg her on because she's actually really crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's really something like she be out in public naked as fuck. Like,
well, she do be out there running around and shit, right?
Naked
running
as hell,
shitting her ass, like she crazy.
That's nasty.
Hopping on niggas live just straight.
That's what she got
on
OnlyFans too.
Pay for
Let's move on.
Disgusting.
What the fuck?
Let's move on.
That nigga don't fucking stop. No, but that's wild. She is crazy as hell, though.
So, I wanted to say something.
Go ahead.
Could y'all not accept a relationship with a transgender?
We ain't gonna talk on that right now, because that's kind of...
Is that not what you were asking, though?
No, I mean, yeah. But, like, no. But, like, we gonna get in that, like, in a few. Just hold up.
I mean, I would answer that.
That's what I'm saying.
You said you would answer that?
I would have answered that.
Oh, hey, man, say, man. But,
again, anybody who does have a relationship, that's good for you.
Good for you. I mean, hey, man, love is love, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
You just gotta respect
that.
That's what, when it comes to that, love is love. You can love a turtle,
whatever you want,
a shark, do what you gotta do, bro. If you, whatever gets your rocks off, bro, by all means. Because it can't nobody tell you what you can and can't do, bro.
That's why I said it was that dude that killed himself, because everybody's making fun of him for dating a transgender or something like that.
That's messed up.
That's fucked up,
bro. Dude.
Only
like
time
that.
I'll ever be like, yo, what the fuck? If it has something to do with pedophilia, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
You should, like, oh,
that's the thing, but niggas don't even realize, bro. It's a lot of niggas.
It's a lot of niggas as girls, pedophiles. Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie to you, as niggas, we need to start being like, bro, no, that's not cool, man.
Shit,
like,
it's close. Bro, I know niggas, I know niggas that, like, think that shit cool, like, fuck around.
Messing with 13 year olds and stuff like that. You like 20.
So, say, me personally, right? I come up to you, like, yo, I got this girl, you know, she nice, whatever, just met her. But I'm like, yo, but she 14. What y'all gonna say to me?
I'm like 14 and like dog years?
No, like she, her birthday was.
That's just, even lower.
That's even lower.
I swear that's old like, as what, fuck.
Six?
14 and dog years?
Oh, I forgot. I thought dogs was older. I'm tripping. I'm thinking about something else. Hey, man, oh say, man. God. Shit.
Why would y'all
I swear that's like, what is that, 2 years?
That's even less. Even less than that.
Hey, man,
say, I swear man. 7 is 1 year and 1 year, right?
Yikes.
I don't remember.
Damn.
So would y'all would support me or just
no? I'd be like, hey, bro. I'd be like,
hey, man.
I ain't gonna call the authorities on you, but you gotta get that shit fixed, bro. I'm like, cut her off, bro.
What you mean? That's a baby.
You get caught, man.
That's a baby. That's a
you get caught up like that's a rat, bro.
That's crazy. FBI looking into it, bro.
Then when I leave, y'all call the police.
Just call the police on this nigga.
Yeah,
we got a crazy motherfucker out here trying to mess with these little kids and shit.
Niggas that really don't care.
Niggas are deranged, man. I ain't gonna cap with you. Some people that just don't give a fuck, bro. And that's nasty, man. You out here doing that, you listen to this, and you a nasty nigga like that?
Bro, you fucking suck.
I swear to God, I jack off in your cornflakes, nigga. Oh, baby, I piss in your mouth while you sleep.
You deserve nothing in life.
Wait, what happened?
Huh?
My bad, I was reading this Coke and Pepsi thing, but go ahead.
Oh, no.
But you also need to talk about age gap. Like 18,
yeah,
16.
Yeah, that's the only thing that gets kind of confusing with that. We were trying to explain, like, we were trying to talk about that, like, last time. But, I mean, I think 4 years. 4 years, like, period.
To avoid all of that, if you're 18,
just date people that's 18 and up. Yeah.
Just date people 18 and up. Just to avoid all that.
You should be in college fucking with people in high school.
Yeah, honestly.
There's no reason.
Honestly.
So, if you're 20 dating a 16-year-old.
I don't fuck with it.
Is that not 4 years?
Man? That's not good.
I don't like.
So 4 years above 18.
People getting 20. All right, so you're 20 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're definitely out of high school. Oh, yeah, 16 years old.
That's 20 year olds. That's equivalent to a sophomore or junior in college.
Yep. So, 16 year old. That's like a sophomore or junior in high school, right?
Yeah,
a sophomore. Yeah.
Sophomore, man, right?
Same year, bro. 20.
No.
Oh,
can't say
it. Same thing.
So we
really
both juniors.
We both sophomores.
Hey, nigga, what?
I didn't know, man. She said she was sophomore. I thought she was sophomore in college. Bro.
The bitch got on Dora's fucking shoes. A book bag.
So, what are you trying to say? Like, is it above 18, though?
Is it above 18?
So if four years above 18.
Yeah.
So you could be, what is it, 28, dating 24-year-old.
Once you hit the 18 barrier,
it doesn't matter. You can be 18 dating a 90-year-old.
But I mean, I would say more keep it in the teens and stuff like that. Like, I'm not talking about like 13, 14, 15, 16. If you're 18 and a girl's 16, that's all right.
So was that R. Kelly stuff really bad, though?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking bad. Nigga, that was like a 30-year-old man.
Asked that shit like
nigga, what?
But they were married, technically, right?
Oh, you talking about Aaliyah? She was 15 years old.
How old was he?
He was like 20 something.
You can't fake that.
You can't fake that. Like, yeah, he got the shit and everything. Like, he, that's a sad case.
What if you were R. Kelly's lawyer at that time?
Oh, man.
He's like, I'm sweating the shit. Well, I
it's like, oh.
Well,
he was sticking his penis in little girls. He was like, "Nigga, did you do that?"
Reese,
yeah, y'all talking. Y'all talking confidence. Like, yeah, I did it, but you gotta get me off, man. I was like, "What, nigga? How?
You want me to help this shit?
I don't fucking want to do that."
He was like, "Nigga, you gotta help me help you." I was like, "Nigga, huh?" Nigga, excuse me.
Nigga, bro, stop doing what you're doing.
Bro. This is insane.
Hey, man, say, man.
What the fuck I'm supposed to say? He ain't mean it?
He ain't mean it, dude. You know, he kind of tripped then. Was open.
Your Honor.
Oops. Go lock me up, too.
Oops. Oopsie poopsie, my bad. Like,
so my man, that. Have you tried it?
I'd have to pay off the judge to get that shit.
Like, look, my nigga.
Talk to you.
This nigga.
How much you
get
for this case? How about I double it? Get the fuck out of my face.
Like, are you really trying to bribe me right now?
He's
like,
he look around.
He's just like, he just looks at it. Looks at the phone. He's like, you really trying to bribe me right now?
You really trying to bribe me
you
right
really,
now?
You really trying to bribe me
right Unless you slide him like a $10
bill. $10 bill. He's like, niggas actually thinking about it and shit like that.
I said,
bro, damn, my girl, she ain't packing no lunch tonight.
I need that $10.
Chick-fil-A meal.
Look, man, look, hey. I tried to help you out a little bit, but you know, you got to do a majority of the legwork.
Mind you, this nigga just touching all types of girls and shit. He's going to sell out for $10.
The jury come back in. Well, you find the defendant guilty. It's like a good judge. It's like, he's like, all right, he's not guilty.
I banged the hammer.
It's final.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does it happen like that?
Yeah, it's final. After that,
he's not the good. Oh,
so he's not guilty.
What if he meant guilty, but he said not guilty?
That's what we're saying.
He's like, he's not guilty.
So you can't take it back? Is it like that?
I feel like you can.
It's like a retrial, but I swear you can't try somebody for the same crime that
you
committed.
You can't.
That's fucked up.
Well,
though.
I don't know.
You're celebrating. You're like, hold on, wait a minute.
It's like, oh, my bad. It's like Steve Harvey come out.
He's like, oh, keep calling and shit.
It's like, they read this wrong. It says, yeah, you guilty.
You are. I'm gonna run out the fucking.
It's like, just break loose up.
That one fucking cop in the fucking courtroom shift the hell out that nigga, jump out the window.
That'd be crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh,
you ever seen that video of that guy? He was in court with the guy who's like killed his mom,
mm-hmm.
and a whole family lunged at him and they wouldn't let it get to him. Do you know how that feels?
That's probably fucked up right there, man.
I would.
I saw another video like that. It was like some guy, he was like touching all on the son and everything like that. Fucked the son up mentally. Shot that nigga.
He deserved it, though.
Hey, man, say, man.
Absolutely.
Shot that nigga dead. It is what it is. But let's go on to this coronavirus, man. So that you had the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not allowed to say that I did or did not, but I did have symptoms of the coronavirus.
Well, if you were to have coronavirus, how did it feel, man? What was it like, bro?
It really wasn't nothing. Sniffles, coughs.
So you think Dr. Fauci is lying, bro?
Who the fuck is Fauci?
Who's that? What's his name?
Fauci? I thought it was like Fauci.
I'm not really.
Oh, yeah, I think it's Fauci.
I'm not really invested in the whole coronavirus thing. I mean, I'm just living life. I'm staying safe, yeah. But I'm like, you know, shit. I mean, I've been doing what I've been regularly doing, just staying at the crib.
Okay,
when I leave, I got a mask on. Yeah,
I really don't got life anyways.
I do want all the stuff to open back up because this shit is
getting that shit right there, that shit's trash because like, when you want to do something, you can't.
Yeah, because I was thinking about the other day, I was like, damn, man, it'd be nice to go to a little restaurant, try to eat out a little
bit. I miss the movies, bro. No cap.
Can't go to the mall. Can't do nothing.
No, the mall's open right now.
The mall is, well, like certain sections of it is open.
So what's not open? Like the food court and shit?
Food court, certain, like the whole mall in general is not really open. Like, certain things.
Maybe it's just like the owner's choice. Like if they want to open, they could open.
I feel like everybody's gonna open.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you gotta think about it. If the mall's your like main source of income, probably gonna open up.
According to the governor, May 22nd is when everything can start. Like, entertainment shit can start opening back up.
If he don't
extend it, it's May 22nd.
Damn,
that would suck. May 22nd.
That's kind of close. No, it's not. It's
really close. That's maybe next week.
Yeah, it is next week.
That's scary.
Are you saying 24th?
22nd.
Oh, shit.
That's definitely next week. That's crazy. So,
that's considered phase two. Then phase three is going to be like June 5th.
What is phase three? Like everything?
Everything. Large concerts, all that.
Ooh. I don't think I'll go to a concert.
I don't think it's going to open up by then. I think he's going to delay it.
Because they're trying to open up shit now, and shit's still just as bad.
Travis throws a free concert at the Coliseum, bro.
I'm probably going to have to go, man.
I'm going to risk that shit.
I risk it. I'll be like, man, fuck it, bro.
Hey, bro. You heard
coronavirus? Fuck it.
Y'all heard about that concert? Y'all heard about that concert on July 20th?
What concert?
I ain't finna say too much. You know, plans.
Hey, man. Save, man.
I ain't finna say too much.
I hope that shit cleared up by then.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Oh, we'll figure you in after that episode.
Yeah, we'll figure you in after that episode.
Exclusive.
Yeah, so 7:20 exclusive, boy. That's
it should clear by then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you said, July, he's a lie. Because you still got, like, a whole bunch of more shit.
I'm just hoping I'll be able to do stuff for my birthday. I feel sad. Hey, I feel sad for people that can't do really too much for their birthday.
Oh, dude.
It's kind of sad.
I didn't tell y'all. So y'all know that Miami trip is supposed to go on?
Yeah.
So we had already paid $800,000 total. Can you guess how much? Back? $69.
Yeah, I'll get y'all $69 back. Hey, they smoking dick.
That's, what do you mean? You got...
Because after a certain time, you only get 50% back. And then on top of that, Airbnb is like, well, we got to, you know, try to help out the Airbnb host too, so we got to give them money. So in return, we're just going to give y'all some Airbnb credit, and they keep the money. So it's 50%. Then take that off. We left with $69.
That's crazy.
In credit?
in like actual cash.
Oh, how much credit do you got?
140.
Oh, that's not too bad. I mean,
Airbnb credit
for $800.
Wait, that was it was $800 from the jump.
Wait, yeah. Oh
shit,
you
got, that's fucked up.
You got how much back?
$69 total cash and $100.
Yeah.
Was it 140 in credit? Oh, no. That's how much like one house costs, to be honest.
One
that
night.
Yeah,
if it's a decent price house.
Yeah, no, so, they fucked you, boy.
And she was like, well, Airbnb was like, well, you can tell the host, like, you know, yo, something happened, and can I get a full refund? That bitch declined it.
Oh.
She flat out declined it.
He's like, oh, we need that bread, bro.
So now it's either we end up going and pay another $200 because we didn't pay in the full yet, or we back out and don't basically get nothing back.
Fuck it, I'd go, to be honest.
I'd go and go, but like, you gotta think about it. That's a little risk going to like, what, you said, going to Florida,
Miami,
oh man.
And then we got to pay another two something just to even go.
How much loss is that though? That's a lot of
loss. That's a lot of loss.
It's like $600 worth of just free.
So we're really juggling what we're gonna do right now.
You said you gotta pay in like another $200
just to fully pay the Airbnb off.
Mm-hmm. When is that? Is that? It's gonna be based off the time you were trying to actually go.
Yeah, the exact dates. Right?
Oh man, that sucks.
Yeah,
so but I mean,
we don't know what we're gonna do.
If y'all really just trying to get out, I mean, hey, go for it. But at the same time, like I'd much rather get my money back because you could always plan another trip.
No, because
but we're not getting them back. So
yeah, I know that's what sucks.
No. And then like everything might not be open in Florida. Well, everything open right now out there, but
that's not good.
So Airbnb is like that. Like they have a cancellation type thing.
Yeah,
I would say YOLO, but it's really early.
It's like, really early. That's why I said I feel like we're opening up really too early, man. Like, and they even said like the place, some places they are reporting going down, but the majority of them is still up.
They open like the dummy. I swear it's like a whole government thing. They
I mean, the economy got to open up eventually though.
Yeah, it does, because I mean people are going, because I was like, because your industry is only people that's really making money.
We're considered essential workers at the moment.
And yeah, all right. So, yeah, do you feel like y'all should get hazard pay or something like that?
They're talking about. I personally think we should, because we come across hundreds of people every day.
Every day, and I was like,
and talking about it. They said right, $25,000 for us, which I'm okay with. But
hey, man, say man.
What if they said, all right, they'll pay you more only if you get infected?
I'm like,
hey, man,
then
like
we can't work.
I know they'll pay you if you.
They'll pay you to not work to get infected.
I'm talking about.
If y'all are paying $600 for people to not work, you should at least pay the people to work.
Cause
maybe I want to quit and get this $600 a week.
I ain't gonna cap with you, but I would love to get that shit.
Pablo, what's his name?
But you can't quit and get unemployment.
No, you gotta get laid off.
No, you gotta get fired. You gotta get laid off.
Corona, you can say that.
That's what I was saying, because like we're really
no, but
like,
they look at your past job.
I mean, yeah, not to oust my job, like oust our job or anything like that. But I mean, the checks, like. For people working there and everything like that, we're not able to afford stuff like we use it. So, I mean, we're getting $200, and we're used to getting at least a $400 check here and there or a $200 check here and there. It's not
lasting. You can apply for unemployment, and you can say that you're getting less hours due to corona, and they'll give you something.
Yeah, we're not getting any hours due to corona.
Yeah, we're not getting anything.
Y'all, why aren't y'all applying?
Because we're still
technically getting paid. That's why you can't get
made. But you're getting less money because of corona. That like you don't have to flat out quit to get, you know,
unemployment.
Yeah.
Oh man,
I had a feeling.
Say less, man.
That's $600 a week to do nothing.
Let's wrap this.
I'm gonna beat my meat, bro. I'm gonna beat my meat with that $600.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I honestly just wipe
my ass with the dollar bills.
Dollar bills, like that, make a whole little toilet paper rack and shit.
Cut that shit right back the next week.
Damn. Right back. All right, so there's this big debate, man. It's all huge. Right. It's a huge one. Huge one.
Yes, sir. I'm already know what it is. Yes,
Coke or Pepsi?
Mm-hmm. Let's get it popping.
Coke.
We got any Pepsi lovers?
I said I like Pepsi.
Pepsi used to be made out of dead fetuses.
Stop playing.
Dead placentas. I'm sorry.
Nigga, dead placentas. I don't believe that.
Hey, fuck it. We ball, bro.
Fucking you ball, nigga. Yeah. You're the only nigga balling over
I ain't gonna cap with you. I feel like Coca-Cola has some of the best, like, you know, drinks.
Sprite.
You got it, Sprite, Minute Maid, Coca-Cola, of course.
Yeah, drink-wise. Gatorade. Yeah, drink-wise, I'm not gonna cap. Coke probably got it. Coke probably got the drink-wise. But snacking, like, shit-wise,
Pepsi might got it because Pepsi got like
Pepsi got snacks.
Yeah, Pepsi got fucking Doritos. Ooh, fucking yeah. Cheetos with them. Fucking, let me see what else up on here. Naked, y'all know Naked Ruffles.
Taco Ooh. Bell.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell's Pepsi.
What does Coca Cola got? Don't they got like chocolate and shit?
I got Aquafina.
Yeah, wouldn't I feel?
Oh
like
yeah, that. No, no. So Coca Cola got Dasani.
Ew.
Do they? That shit nasty.
That shit's nasty.
I don't know what y'all talking it's about, like, bro. Why did you just say
runoff?
They got Fritos, Tostitos. They got Tostitos over there in Pepsi.
Yeah, holy they got shit. It, man. Mountain Dew. Yeah,
Coca-Cola Mountain Dew got some good shit.
They
too.
Got Gatorade.
They got some good shit.
Gatorade is Pepsi.
Yeah, Gatorade is Pepsi.
Who's the other candy company? It's Hershey's and it's somebody else, right?
Nestle.
Nestle? That sounds like
they I thought it was Nestle.
Nestle? What the fuck?
It's Nesquik, bro.
Nestle?
Nigga, what?
Nestle, wait, that's the coffee thing.
It is.
Oh man, that should be good. I ain't catch you.
Hey. Wait, Nestle?
Nestle Quick?
What is that?
That's that's drink mix.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Nesquik. You know what's the nastiest thing people used to drink back in the day, and I don't understand why they did it. I hated strawberry milk. Strawberry milk was so disgusting.
I fuck with it.
I liked
first.
It when it wasn't. I don't like school strawberry milk. That shit was. Trash.
But you got to think about. All right, so does anybody remember back in like elementary school and shit? It was like it legit had the Hershey's thing. It wasn't True Milk or anything. It had like the Hershey's thing. It was chocolate. The whole thing was brown. That shit was good. You could actually have the chocolate milk aftertaste and everything like that. But like this new one is kind of like, it's like watered down.
True Moon. I hate that shit.
Like, it's not bad, but it's not good.
No, the one from the store is way better.
For real.
Because that's real chocolate milk.
Yeah.
The ones at the school is.
I ain't gonna cap with you. I mean, I like Michelle Obama and everything like that, but I ain't gonna lie to you. She fucked lunch up for me. She fucked lunch up for me.
Hey,
like,
bro,
forever.
Fuck you.
Man, she just like beat you over and like.
Fuck me. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was a skinnier nigga when I was out here eating these lunches. No cap. I was getting full off one meal. I used to have to go back like 3 times to try to get full off in there.
Damn, what was the trashiest thing you got like from school?
Y'all gonna be mad at me when I say this, but
shut the fuck. I don't even want you to say it, bro. I feel like you don't even say it, bro.
Pizza dippers.
I feel like you literally only say that because I said that's one of the best things.
All right, guys.
What the fuck?
That's it for 720 Podcast.
Yeah.
The pizza dippers weren't like that.
Which ones are you talking about?
So it was one. It was really, really good. It was one. It was really good. The one that was all like all together and stuff like that. And it was the big one, the big long ones. I did not like.
Yeah, the square ones. Those are good.
Nasty.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Did you like the chicken sandwiches?
Chicken sandwiches were straight.
Yeah. No. What do you say?
Talking about. Which one? What piece?
I said the good ones were the four ones that was right there. You like had four. You had the marinara sauce on the side.
Yeah, that was the best one.
But they only gave you like two.
It was only two.
No, it was four.
I swear it was four.
It was four.
No, I only remember getting two.
That shit was two.
Hey, y'all niggas probably got cheated.
Y'all niggas probably got G right there. But then it was also this one. It was like a really long one. It was a big one. And that one was like type nasty.
Which what? A one big pizza dipper?
It's like a big pizza dipper.
The ones I remember is, you know, the four ones, the four long ones. It was like, it was white. And then it had like the little marinara sauce one. I think that was before the change. And then,
Talking about the breaded ones?
No, that's where they were breaded. You know something was really like
those
slept
are
on?
Ass.
You know something that was really slept on at school?
What?
The cheese sticks?
No. What? No.
The donuts?
Dumb donuts, bro. Man, I've been trying to look for them donuts for fucking forever. If anybody could know the name of those donuts, it was the breakfast donuts.
They had like cinnamon and
It was cinnamon at the top right there. It had this like crazy thing. If you had them bitches cold and drink some milk with them, bro.
You gotta have them warm. Them shits is.
Oh, yeah, warm with some milk in it. Like, I really want to go find some.
I already found some.
It was like Dunkin'. Like Duck.
No, it's called the Super Donut.
Super Donut. Damn.
I'm
gonna cop some of those, man.
What was the best fucking breakfast I had? Oh, no. Boy, you know a fucking pack. Oh my god, bro! I know niggas gonna feel me on this one, bro. Oh, everything. I'm about to cry thinking about it. Them shits are so fucking good, bro. I want a box of these. Oh, you know the little fucking like honey bun joints they had with like
the crackers.
It came in like a package. You had to open that motherfucker.
Like the cinnamon bun.
Yeah,
shits?
Like a cinnamon
them
bun.
Shits was good,
man.
Bro.
Oh my, that was
no,
like
no, no,
so
no, no. I swear to God, it wasn't. I swear to God, it wasn't in the fucking pack. I swear it was like one big square. And that shit was heated up, bro. It had the glaze at the top.
It was in a pack. I swear it was in a pack.
I don't remember.
I remember that one. I think I'm gonna be the old school nigga right there.
If I'm gonna look up a picture If I find it, I'm gonna show y'all. And as soon as I say show y'all, y'all gonna be like, oh.
You know what else was crazy when I was eating school lunch, man? The fucking salads, bro. Them salads were good.
Oh, and I'm talking back in the middle school, the chef salad with the meat.
All the ghetto people used to shake the shit up and shit.
Oh God, at lunch,
a lot of dressing in there, just shaking the hell out of shit, bro.
Shaking the fuck out there. I'm like,
for what? What does that do to
the salad? Oh, they put the dressing in shit. They spread the dressing because they like it's so fucked up. They never gave you enough dressing. You had to pay 50 more cents to get some more dressing.
We had a little.
It was a packet, but it was not. That's what it got. Like the packet wasn't even filtered up all the way. It was like right there at the side, right there. Crazy.
I don't know. My favorite thing was the wings, man.
Them wings was crazy.
Hey, bro. You know they started giving them out for free at Page.
You remember when they was giving like fried chicken and shit?
No,
wait, I don't remember fried chicken. School,
fried chicken. Fried chicken was like barbecue chicken.
Yep, they only gave us two.
Like one. They only gave me like no. It was like some retarded looking piece. And it was like some.
You couldn't even tell what part.
Couldn't
of the
tell
chicken
what part of chicken was. It's probably like the chicken's neck or something.
That's
couldn't
the problem.
Tell.
What's the quantity?
And yeah, I ain't gonna cap
this shit right here, bro.
See that. This I remember that. Right here, my shit was different, bro. Like that. Like the shit we had. It was like a big ass square.
It was this one. It was this one right now. This the one.
Oh, that look, dude. That dude look kind of familiar.
Let me see.
Yeah, kinda.
This the one.
No, that should be kind of nasty though. Right, that must be. That must be some preschool shit.
Y'all why is it nigga, sesame on that?
Niggas out there. The fucking it's called Sky Blue Bakery. Y'all look that shit up right now. I guarantee y'all gonna be like, oh yeah, them the ones that smack. They got the little super donuts in here too.
Super dude, that's what I'm copying. I'm copying something. I'm gonna have to copy the whole package.
Where can we? But it was a green package. You can get them from Amazon and shit. It was a green package.
Yeah, and they had a nigga with they had a big ass like donut nigga
with the cave.
I know exactly. Nigga was on roids and shit. And nigga
like, I ain't like that shit.
That shit what? I ain't like man. It. That shit's good as hell.
I mean, it was.
I swear
straight.
They put some crack in there.
They
bro.
Did. Nah, I ain't gonna cap with you, bro. That's what I said. You need the white ladies, the old. you need the old cafeteria ladies be sniffing a lot. Yeah, just like that.
Right there.
Let me see.
Nigga like
with that nigga on there.
I don't.
Y'all remember them zebra cakes?
Is that the donut?
Yeah, that's, I don't think that's.
I swear the package used to be green.
What's it? What was something like? All right, so what was the shit that used to be up there? Like, damn, like when you said like, you get $1 and stuff like that, and you go and try to get something. It's not ice cream, but it was something else that was really good.
At the store?
Gatorade.
Oh, what are we talking about? School.
At school.
Gatorade.
We always had those
Sun chips.
Sun chips were pretty good.
The garden salsa one. Oh my god.
Yeah, them cheddar ones.
Hey, I ain't gonna cap them fucking salsa.
They don't even taste like that. They taste like. I don't even know what it tastes like, but
I get Sun chips now.
Yeah, like, they're good. I know. I always get them. I get them when I go to Subway.
Remember when I was doing like the Thanksgiving meals and shit like that?
Oh, them cookies.
Oh my god, the turkey.
The cookies used to be good. The cookies, they got trash.
They got trash. Like, they got fucked, man. You gotta get them like. And fucking Page.
I mean, when Marcus Tucker, shout out to Marcus Tucker, that nigga was like, just, oh my this God. Nigga would tease me with it. Like, he would be like, he would buy, like, dude, I swear to God, he would buy like 10 of them bitches.
Yeah.
And just be, it was so fucked up. He would eat one and throw it away.
Throw it on the ground, just stomp it out.
Stomp it out, just throw it away. Like, he was like, damn. Cause I don't know, man.
Because he liked that you didn't have it.
They didn't have it, man. It was so messed up.
Heartless ass shit.
I know, you know, because, like, I did that before. It's like, basically, what you do is you bite it, right? But you, like, when you bite it, you just bite in the soft part. Cause the rest of the cookie be hard. Yeah, you say.
I think it'd be more fucked up. People would just like fold it in half and bit the middle and just like throw it away. I'm like, bro, that's
fucked up. Eat all the cookies. Cause the ones they're like $1.25 in my school.
That's expensive. Shit, Archie be like
50 cents. I know them frosted cookies were expensive as fuck. Yeah, them shit you got at fucking.
Them shit were nasty though.
Like, they got them up from down the street at Food Line. They put them motherfuckers
put them
in
shit
bags.
In there, put them in bags. And was like,
y'all not dissing them.
They flipped them hoes.
First of all, I don't know anybody that like them cookies.
You don't like frosted cookies? It's either a hit or miss with people.
But them shit smack. I'm telling you, I fuck with them shit smack.
You talking about the ones with just icing on it?
The ones with just
icing.
It's like the sugar cookies.
Are we talking about the Christmas cookies?
No. They be at Food Line.
They come in like the individual thing. They probably got six on each
it's
side.
Like, it's like a Food Line brand. They got little sprinkles on there. And shit.
Is it sugar cookie? Like
it's sugar cookie.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I fuck with them.
I thought you were talking about like
you said. That you said like it's like a hit and miss with people. Cause like
I seen really hate that shit.
Niggas really fucking hate that, or niggas really fucking love that shit. Cause I seen the video. This nigga had bought like a whole pack for what? Then he just. Throw it away here. This is how you supposed to eat them cookies.
Throw them shits away. That's the fucking truth.
I would have beat the hell out of that
That's the fucking truth.
I would have picked them shits up.
Oh God,
you good?
Y'all ever had that cake and back in the day when you was a little kid, and now all of a sudden you eat the icing like this shit poison or something like that?
It's pink icing. That shit is fucking trash.
I swear it was more. I swear it's the black one. It was the purple one. All black of that shit.
Icing. What the fuck?
It's the coloring they put in it. I don't know.
It shit tastes like poison, bro. Mm.
Like some, like you can tell when icing is not supposed like.
It's not.
That's why I get the cream cheese.
Only
buttermilk
icing.
Buttermilk icing.
Yeah, people fuck with that a lot, the buttermilk icing.
That's what I said to my birthday cake. I want that shit, like, you know.
Get an ice cream cake.
You know what
I wish? Got ice cream cake for Mother's Day.
You know what I wish school had? Ice cream, man. They didn't have no ice cream.
They got rid of everything, bro.
They used to have ice cream.
I mean, they used to have... They had the dick sucking pops and shit like that. The one with the rainbow shit with all the colors on there.
Yeah,
the
pussy. Hey, give me
that.
Like,
No. It was the actual legit.
Oh yeah, they did have.
And then all the girls used to be playing with it and shit like that, trying to see how far they could get, see what color they could get to.
That's it, man. Not fuck. I missed ice cream with the little wooden spoons.
I don't know why that shit hit different, bro. Not even gonna cap with you. I don't know what it. I think it's that wood is like. I feel like if I get something,
it's the wooden spoon.
With that wooden spoon, mm-hmm. or something to it, man.
They got them. They got them type of ice creams that like at stores and shit. Them shit's
cheap.
Pet
ice cream. I remember they used to have come in like the big ass pack and shit too.
I remember those are so good, man.
Hey man,
I got some ice cream at my house right now.
I want some ice cream.
I'm about to go to the store after this.
Need some ice cream. And capture. I do want to get some ice cream too. Shit, man.
I want some cake and ice cream.
Wait, nobody still. Oh, fuck it.
That's a good ass combo.
What, cake and ice cream? Man. Cake and ice cream's good.
That's a good ass
My combo. Sister, what she do, she mixed that shit up, put it in the microwave, mixed that shit again, so it's like a big ass mush.
Ugh. What the fuck?
That's a soup. That's a soup.
It literally looked like soup. Slop ass soup.
Slop ass soup.
Eating it with
fucking. With a straw or something like that, sucking that shit out. Damn.
She uses it for milk instead of. I mean, for. Like cereal and shit.
Well, if you a nasty ass nigga that put ice in your fucking cereal, who you don't deserve rights.
Well,
I ain't gonna capture you. You're a bona fide coon.
You put ice in your cereal, Jamil?
Hell no, I don't put no ice in my cereal. I'll put my milk inside the freezer and let it get cold for like 20 minutes.
That's cool.
That's how you do it.
Who the fuck?
What? Nah, if I want to eat cereal, I'm going to eat it right then and there,
you the type of nigga to make some hot cocoa and put some
ice
cream
in it. See, he agrees with me too, bro.
What?
If I make a bowl of cereal right there,
why am I going to wait? Put the milk in the freezer.
It's called patience.
I kind of like cereal.
Patience.
That's why I put the frozen pizzas in the microwave.
Bro, to avoid all that.
I'm just playing.
You do that.
No, I'm just playing, bro.
To avoid all the milk trouble, just look, get some Fruit Loops, pour you a bowl. I guarantee you that cereal gonna make sure
we make it 10
times colder, bro.
Dude, I feel like you're capping about that.
I swear to you, bro.
Why do you use Fruit Loops, though? Because Fruit Loops are trash.
No, my theory is Fruit Loops makes the milk colder, bro. I swear.
Shut the fuck up. That's my theory.
What's the perfect cereal mix? All right, so I was, what's something crazy?
Captain Crunch and Reese's Puffs. Drop the fucking mic. I'm out.
That sounds fucking nasty.
Oh, it's good.
I got one. All right, Pops and Frosted Flakes.
Who the fuck eats Pops?
That's a good one.
Pops is good.
They're not bad. They don't hit. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You gotta put a little sugar
good.
In the bitch.
Pops is good. All right, mine is Special K and Raisin Bran.
Get
the
fuck out of
here.
What?
Go ahead, get out of here.
What the fuck? All right, podcast over. No.
Y'all fuck with the Raisin Bran?
So Pablo just committed suicide live on the
Y'all seen them cereals that are like Twinkies or...
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
I tried the Honey Bun and Twinkie one.
Oh, yeah, the honey one was actually...
That's
like
amazing.
That shit was like that.
The Twinkie, that shit was fucking trash.
Dude, because Twinkie, dude, all right, so I don't know where the fuck... yeah, we already I don't know where the fuck this. The stigma came from, but the big niggas like Twinkies. I don't... Dude,
why?
Twinkies are fucking nasty. That's the nasty
what I'm saying.
Are you telling me like a zebra cake or something like that?
Yeah, Twinkies are nasty, okay.
Y'all get the fuck off me, bro. Come on.
I throw a Twinkie in the world, he's going to chase me.
I could probably just eat one.
You throw maybe like a burger.
You remember back in the man, it's another thing about it being a big man. He's like, oh, I ain't gonna fight him. He gonna sit on me.
Where does that come from? Why would I physically put my ass on?
Niggas
why would you allow me
shit,
to
bro.
Do
niggas
that?
It's always the skinniest niggas too, bro.
They be scared to fight. They be like, I seen
some
people.
Like, people built like, I'm not gonna sit. I'm just gonna knock your ass out.
They be like AJ.
I ain't built like a stick, nah.
You gonna get knocked out so quick? You thought I sit on you?
Amen.
Well, I was gonna say, hey, have you ever tried putting bananas in your cereal, bro?
Art's pretty healthy.
I think you're an old man trapped in like a, I really think like, so. He said Special about K some earlier. Special Raisin K, Bran.
Raisin Bran. Bananas and fruit. He must got a bad colon.
You got a good 401k, huh?
He gets this here with the dried out strawberries.
Oh my God. Nigga puts
Strawberry Special K is like that.
All right, so Pete, came right here, Pete. All right, so
Honey Bunches of Oaks? Oh, man.
That's actually smack.
Yeah.
That's actually smack.
But the one with the raisins in it.
Oh, you tripping.
All right, my cereal combination is kind of basic, but it's Honeycomb and Honeycomb and Frosted Flakes.
Honeycomb has no flavor either.
Honeycomb?
What?
Honeycomb has no flavor. No cap. If you just eating it straight plain, yeah, it does. But once you put that, once that bitch some milk,
yeah, gone.
It's gone. Yeah, you gotta eat that shit plain. You gotta eat that shit dry. Man, that's what like.
I think Cinnamon Crust is overall the best cereal. Cinnamon.
All right, what if I say Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Puffs?
You just say it.
You just say it.
Bruh, you can't put a fruity cereal with a chocolate cereal.
Why can't I, bro?
No, bro.
It's going to taste nasty.
It's
going to
taste weird as hell. It's gonna taste weird. I ain't going to lie. What if the problem's on to something, bro?
Lucky Charms is low key trash, too.
Lucky Charms is trash as fuck.
I will beat. What? Lucky Charms is one of the best cereals ever made.
The actual cereal part ain't got no flavor, bro.
I left the.
That's why you got to get the flavor one.
I left a review on Lucky Charms the other day,
bro. I'd do the same thing, bro. I was like, y'all shit is fucking trash, bro. Y'all got a problem at me, my nigga.
That's like I said. That's like.
What is Lucky Charms? I
dropped my address and everything.
Drop the address and like drop things. The fucking leprechaun pulling. There's some nigga in a leprechaun outfit. Like,
oh, God. He was like, oh, what was that shit you was talking
about? So you the fucking nigga out here talking shit about my cereal, my nigga?
I was just playing. I was just playing. Oh, word?
Fuck that. Nigga jump up. Boom. Start tagging your ass. Hold on, man. This nigga crazy, bro. They got me on camera.
So what's this cereal y'all should just try?
And look at this bitch ass nigga, boy. Bitch ass nigga. And say that shit about Lucky Charms again, nigga. What? Nigga, what?
Got me my drawers there and my ass out like pink.
Man, say some Lucky Charms the best cereal you ever had, bro.
Lucky Charms.
Take off all your clothes.
Man, take all your fucking clothes.
And look at this bitch ass nigga, bro. You Tony Tiger loving ass nigga, man.
Frosted Flakes are good though.
I'm not gonna cap. I feel like that's one of my favorite cereals.
Because I mean, you got to think about it.
You can't go wrong with Frosted Flakes.
That's what I'm saying. You got to think about it. No matter who's in the house, and no matter what cereal they like, you bring some Frosted Flakes, somebody's guaranteed to eat it.
The ones you got me, I ate those without milk. So
are you serious?
You can eat Frosted Flakes. No, you can't. With milk, without milk. You can eat a lot of cereal with milk and without milk.
It's a lot of shit. Some say you can't eat without milk. You'll choke to death.
It's a lot of them you can, and a lot of them you can't.
I feel like you like mini wheats, huh?
Ew, Frosted. Dude, that I know.
Oh, disgusting. Bruh, I actually like those too.
I like the texture of them. The texture of them is so weird.
Those
so
shits are smack. I'm not even gonna lie with you. What?
It makes me feel like I'm eating like wood or something, bruh, like that. It's like,
no, it's because you gotta eat them with milk.
Yeah,
bruh.
No.
You gotta let them soak.
I'm saying I like the feel of it. Like it feels so weird. Like I'm eating some wood or something with some milk in it. Oh, this shit good, bro.
Yeah, those shits.
It's like a lumberjack, man, or something.
Like a man's man.
I do like, and the texture, bro. There's like layers in it.
If it does have a lot of icing on them, I like it.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
It's built like hay.
Have you had it soaked, though? They got to get soaky.
I don't like my cereal soaked up like that. Like, all right, so I know I can't be the only nigga to do this, but like when I'm eating my cereal, I'll be crushing it down with the spoon and shit.
No, I like soggy, well, not too soggy, but I like a little soggy cereal.
I don't like soggy cereal, man. I like my crunchy cereal. I like crunchy shit.
I like the crunchy cereal.
For like the crunchy community, cereal. Y'all can eat my ass. But no, I really do like soggy cereal.
Hey, yo, we've been on this for a while.
Yeah, we have, man. I ain't gonna catch you.
Nick, wait, what was the first topic? what was the topic we've been talking about?
Hey, man, say, man. We were talking about fucking Coke and Pepsi, probably. Then we ended up getting to the snacks and the Pepsi. And we ended up just getting all right, well, we need to go to move on to that one of the last things. We will be doing scenarios. Close out this thing out.
Alright. Yes sir. Alright, so
let's do one a piece.
Do one a piece?
Yep.
Damn. Well, I might.
So we're only gonna do one?
Yeah, we're only gonna do one. Who's going first?
Damn.
Alright, fuck it, I'll go. Alright, bet. Alright, so let's put you in a, let me see. I'm trying to set the scene for you guys. Alright. Fucking, you know how like it's a line for people to be president if the president happens to like pass away and shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. So, fucking, it's a malfunction in the system. The president dies. All of a sudden, niggas hit you up like, "Hey, you're president now," type shit. So, Pete can't hold. Let me finish. So they hit you up like, all right, you're president now. You got to make, for your first move as president, you got to, like, make three laws. What are they, like, what's some three laws type shit?
Three laws.
It's like either you can make something that was illegal, legal, or you can make something that's legal, illegal, or you can just add a new law.
All right, well, first of all, I'm gonna do weed just because I know I'm gonna get it reelected.
Just to make the niggas happy.
Yeah, niggas. I will damn you. Number two, I'm gonna make gay marriage legal.
Okay, but just to make the gay people happy too. Okay.
And then number three, it's gonna be something wild. Like, I'm gonna have some wild shit. Like, I don't know, something that everybody will like too. Like, the pimps would definitely vote for me. You know,
so you basically vote for me too. You want to confirm your, like, you know,
yeah,
you
I'm here to stay.
So that's smart. Like, hey. That's smart. He got his shit down back.
Number three, I'm gonna have you sound like
Bernie Sanders. That's
basically. I mean, you could solicit prostitutes and everything like that, so they don't go to jail. Like, if you want to get a hooker, like, all right, man. Like, hey, all the pimps out here shouting me out and shit at the players' ball. They invite me to the players' ball.
Woo!
It's like,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's that nigga Jamel right there.
Shout out, President Lizzie, boy. I'm going in, right? Start dapping niggas out. President, this shit just dapping up niggas. Yeah. Got Tim's on in the White House. See, y'all ain't doing nothing for the Hispanics. What's going on, man? Give him some love. Hey, man, say it. I'm going to say that for my story. Y'all go ahead. All right. So who next? Jamel, say his three. Go ahead, Pablo.
I mean, all right. So I can't say the weed, man.
I mean, you can.
All right, I'm going to say it, bro. I'm going to make a holiday, too, man. I don't know. It's going to be something.
Weed day.
You'd make it
It's
like you make 420 marijuana a national day. Holiday where everybody gets out of work.
It gives me the image of a stoner, which I'm not. I don't know. Let me see. What's something that everyone loves, man?
Money.
Yeah. Give up people money, man.
That's all right.
Wait, is there such thing as tax-free day?
Yeah, actually, that would be pretty nice to bring up again, because that shit used to be the shit back in the day.
But is still going on? Or
no.
All right, bring that back.
I forgot how that works. You just don't get, like, taxes on it?
Yeah,
whatever the price is right there, that's how much you pay.
That shit, okay, $0.99,
let's go,
bro.
Let's go.
Fuck, sales tax OD. On phone, just like $50.
$80, man. This shit crazy, bro.
And I bought a dildo the other day.
Lower down gas prices, man. Fuck it.
Off topic. So, would you buy your girl a dildo and have it sent to your house?
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Two of your men. No, would you go into and buy a dildo?
Oh fuck no! I don't know. I'm more of a discreet shopper. You know, I don't like, because I feel like, you know, regardless. If I was the cashier and I see somebody trying to buy a dildo, I'd be like, that nigga freak.
Hey, he got the
double vibration action pressure changes. I'm like, yeah, this nigga freak.
The nigga, like, the type of person I am. I fuck around. I probably like get like the most like extravagant one. Like, I'll be like, can I, like, I walk up to the kind of like.
Can I try this out?
Like, then go ahead. Why don't you wipe it off?
Sterilize it real quick. We got just a thing full of baby wipes.
Oh god! You know, how many people done tried this goddamn?
Like, so you need some lube. They pull out a fucking.
It's like, no, it's like somebody with a head and just spits on. hold on. Hey, can you give me some of that water real quick?
Like, I could have did it myself.
It's like, god damn, this shit dripping. What the fuck?
All right, back on topic. Wait, you already said your three?
Yeah, he said
his three.
What's your three?
Weed for black people.
Uh-huh.
That's all they do. I'm kidding. So I would change the immigration process. Allowing more people to come in rather than the whole green card thing. Cause you know how people have been stripped away from their families.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. Sad.
Well, I don't think I would let everybody. I think I'll make it easier to become a citizen. Because I don't want you to have to be illegal. I want you to be able, you know, to be able to basically, you know, profit from being American and everything like that.
Well, and Mexicans are hard workers. Hard fucking workers.
It's not really that hard to get a citizenship. It's really hard to get in.
That's the hell it is.
Yeah. I mean, I would make it to get in.
Oh well, yeah.
That's different.
I don't know. It kind of is a little skeptical letting everybody in, man. You could let some cartel niggas in.
Yeah, I would make it easier to get in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the whole thing is going on.
Yeah.
And then free healthcare. College tuition. I'm done.
Damn, I should have taken college.
That's some shit. College is so cheap, though, isn't it?
Shit.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
You've been a lot.
So, since I'm a... Damn, I ain't even gonna do my scenario. Go ahead, do your scenario, bro.
Oh damn!
I thought you already did it though.
Yeah. You
talking about your second one?
No. Yeah, no. We don't want
each. All right, this one's kind of long, but it's not that long. All right, so you're in love, and I mean, like, you would die for this. You would die for this girl, like you, like, are in love, and love. This ain't going the way you think it's gonna go. Trust me. All right, so it's been like, you know, 3 years. Y'all been living together. Y'all been married to each other and everything. Well, y'all been like, you know, talking for a while. You're like, fuck it. I think I'm gonna do this shit. I love this girl. So you propose to her.
It's been 3 years, bud.
3 years. That's not bad.
Go ahead.
Right, yeah, that's not.
You propose to her. She's crying, everything like that. You're like, yes, like yes, a million times yes. Yeah. All of a sudden, y'all go to the car and everything like that, and she starts back crying again. You know, you being a good boyfriend, you're just like, hey, what's going on, baby?
Oh my god!
And then she was like, I kind of got a secret to tell you. And he was like, oh, what kind of secret? He's like, I just really think if I tell you, you're not gonna want to be with me anymore. He was like, I promise, anything you say can be forgiven. All of a sudden, she hit you with, I've been a man this whole entire time. Like, just imagine some, like, some. Dum, dum,
dum. I think I piss on myself because I'm not going to know what to do. Dum, dum.
Find out what Jeremy will do next.
Well, you said you love her, right?
You love her. Like, you love this girl. You've done everything with it. Nobody else is going to know this. She was like, she just wants to tell you because that's all that matters to her.
I feel like, you know what? If you love her, you just going to still do it. Like, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to be mad because you did not tell me.
No. That's the thing. Like, she got the whole shebang, bro. You wouldn't be telling from a mile away.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be pissed off, like, bro, what if I ain't want to do that? But I feel like the person would stay with her.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, like, cause like, if you said, 3 years.
3 years, man.
I would say, if you already like got the bond where it's like, I would die for this female. You ain't nothing could change you.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
I had even crazy ones. So what would y'all say to that one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I feel like it's more about like
circumstance where I'm that in love with the person.
Yeah, you're like, I really love this girl, man. You would die for this girl.
But yeah, if this is like,
all right, P, you said I proposed, right?
Yep.
All right, so I probably will postpone the proposal.
Oh, yeah, 100%. We're going to wait this shit.
We're going to wait. I need time to think. Like, give me a second.
All right, so I got an even more fucked up one. It's just as fucked up as that one, but it's even more fucked up. All right, so you're adopted. Same situation going on, everything like that. Y'all all good. You love this girl. You would die for this girl. You propose to her. All of a sudden, you go to meet her parents and everything like that. Like, you don't really know right then. All of a sudden, yeah, like, all right, so she wants to help you basically find out who your parents are and everything like that. All of a sudden, both of y'all end up taking an ancestry test. All of a sudden, the results come back, and they find out that y'all have been brother and sister this whole time.
It's not happening.
Hey, man. It's not happening. 3 years.
My baby's not going to come out looking like a guy.
I know damn well. I've been up in there. I know damn well. It's been 3 years. I proposed.
You still gonna keep clapping?
No, repeating. I said, I already know. I'm already knowing. Like, shit, it's been 3 years. Like, damn, it's my sister. I just found out it's my sister. Nah, like, I had sex with you. That shit's crazy. I'm cutting you off. I'm cutting you off.
Oh, you can't do that, bro.
What you mean you can't do that? That's my sister.
I'm an Alabama nigga, and I
want to
be free.
Hail to the NAACP.
Y'all niggas.
Nah, I can't do it. All
right. Yeah, I
can. I might punch the show.
No, sir.
Y'all didn't know. It's not her fault. Y'all didn't know.
I'm going to punch my parents.
They didn't even know this shit. They're just like, what?
What?
But I'm going to be like,
he's like, your brother.
Like, why the fuck was I adopted? I'm like,
my dick gonna move different after that shit.
I ain't gonna be there. But you know what? There's some niggas gonna be like, that make that shit move even more.
What?
It is some dudes out there. He ain't lying.
There's some dudes out here to be out here.
There's some dudes out there.
There's some dudes out there that in love with a mom. So I mean, it's
I can see right that though. Damn.
You can see, like, you agree with
what
that? You do that?
I see. Like, I feel like I can. I fucking hate you.
What do you mean, like?
Man, like, I can see people doing that, like, that actually have that.
Yeah, no cap. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. Yeah, Pablo.
I'm going to cut that out.
All right, what's up to
Nigga, you got to
take it, bro. It's just new. All
right, you got that.
What was it?
Oh, no. Well, I was like, what if you were having a cookout outside your house, like, in the backyard and shit? You know, everyone having a good time. You hear like this really like loud ass helicopter coming, right? Like multiple, like just are getting louder and louder. Look back, it's just the killer hornets, man. They're all coming.
Oh, is he throwing the murder hornets?
Yeah, they're like
ah shit,
12 of them.
Oh hell.
And then like all right, you're like, oh what the fuck, and then you see like your aunt like hit one of them and they go all, they just get real mad, bro. And you so you all right, you run back, you try to get inside, the door's locked, man.
Oh fuck, this did that
Megan locked the door, bro. She's like, I'm not letting y'all in.
I'm like, what you, I'd be upset, bro.
Fun fact, I actually did research on the hornets. It doesn't, you don't get killed by one of them. You need to get stung like twice or three.
There's
times.
Eight of them, bro. You don't think?
I mean, yeah, if they all sting you at once, you're dead. You're done.
Hey man, you're done, though, eh?
You're done.
If it's more than like,
but if you get stung like twice, you might be able to survive it.
He said, hey might. Man, say man,
he
I don't need.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
I don't like them eyes. He said, might. He said, I might be able to survive. I want a definite. I'm like, you gonna live?
You gonna live? You'll be fine.
You're gonna live.
It's like the doctors out here. Like I just see these niggas. I'm like, I'm halfway. Like, so these niggas out. I'm like,
you're gonna live. They start flipping flea and shit like.
Shit, like.
It's like we're not helping this
nigga. You see that like worried face on this shit?
just see the stress and anguish in this nigga's face. This nigga wipes the sweat off of there.
He look like Mr. Bone to someone.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh man, I'm bro. Done, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, you like ask the doctor, like,
yo, like, am I gonna be alright, doc?
I'm gonna be good. He's like,
he's like,
yeah, you're good.
He's like, yeah, you're good. Yeah. He's like, you sure, doc? You look kind of worried. He's like, worried? No,
what the fuck?
He lift his arm up. He's pit sweaty as
just,
fuck.
Just weird. Like, just like, no, man, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.
I'm fucking weak, bro.
Oh man. So what are y'all doing, man? You running?
I'm running like a motherfucker.
I'm running like a motherfucker. Running like, I feel like they're not.
Like you already see your aunt, like you got stung twice.
If
fell.
I see,
that's
like,
hey, I'm going. It's like bro, I can't feel my shit. I'm just running around. My shit just loose as fuck.
Bro, put yourself in that situation.
I'm somebody, a little ass kid. My niece. I'm tripping them
up. Fuck him up.
My uncle, shut
up. Shut the fuck up. You little shit.
You picked that nigga up by his head, though, tore the horn, just.
And I feel imagine like she survived, though, and she oh, tell man. Everybody. I'm
like, this fuck ass nigga. I hope you rot in hell, Uncle. Be rot in hell, Uncle Thad.
Puss the shit out.
My fault, though.
Yeah, my bad, homie, but you know.
Oh, it is what it is. You know?
It is what it is, bro.
It is what it is, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm hornets, man.
Be like that.
I'm old. I wouldn't recover like that. So you good. They got specialized medicine for your ass.
Bills.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, fuck, man.
Everybody done?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they hornets? Are they like...
Yeah, they're
hornets. They're hornets.
All right, yeah.
That's scary. All right, AJ, going to wrap us up then, man. And how long is this fucking episode? Is this shit like 2 hours?
It's a. Okay, I'm playing. It's not that long.
No,
all right.
Say less.
All right. Shit. Y'all already know. Y'all already know what the fuck I'm about to say. Episode 14. We did another one, bro.
Look me up on Instagram. ThadX.
Oh.
ThadX.
Hey, what's your Fortnite shit, man?
Huh?
Nope. Niggas don't play.
The Pornhub account. Kingpin Thad. 3676.
Double XL. All
right. Episode 12, 14, you know, 720 podcast. You know, y'all continue to stay 6 feet apart. Well, I don't even know if that really matters.
Six
anymore.
Feet social distance. Don't yeah, go to the store, please.
Yes, you got social distance.
You still got a social distance?
Oh, yeah, most mm-hmm. definitely.
Then what the fuck was the point of them even saying
nothing? Nothing.
No, it wasn't, man. Stupid. But that's going to get into another topic. So, hey, we're
going
to go close it out.
Yeah.
We're
going to
close it out.
Hey. So, y'all have a good day. Thank you for listening to another 720 podcast. And y'all be good. Y'all be straight.
All right.
Yeah. I'll be back.